Okay, so it's Saturday the 19th of March 2011, and I woke up this morning around 6:15 and got ourselves ready for work. We were picking Claire up today, so we got to Claire's just after 8 o'clock and then made our way to work. When we got there, James Boos did a track inspection for me. I did the briefing for the track. And a very busy day in store, really. Lots going on. So lots to get prepared for, really. After the briefing, I sat down with Ashley for a little bit to work through the documents I want him to start tackling for Myra. And in Nuneaton, the place where we're setting up new drama experiences. And that went reasonably well. After that, started looking at setting up bits and pieces of the day. Doing some work regarding checking schedules and stuff for the coming days and stuff, and getting things organised for bits and pieces. So, yeah, not too bad. Around 11:30, I took a new C63 saloon out onto the tracks to check it for silver arrows. We're running really low on tyres at the moment, so most of the cars got all sorts of different tyres on them. And the one that I had today had yoke armours on them, and it was really slippery on those tyres, and didn't seem like good tyres at all, but there you go. Did my silver arrows checks and everything else like that, and it was all good. Then had some lunch, and then following that we did the silver arrows. Jodie was calling it, and Tiff was on standby as well, with the safety car, etc. She wasn't with the safety car, Pablo was, but yeah, she was around. And then we did the display. It was me in P1, Duncan Tappy P2, and then P3 was Ollie Milroy, and then fourth was Will. And it was good, we did well. It was basically me with what we've been nicknaming the cast of One Direction, the boy band. That's how it felt like to me. As I was going around, so the display was good, but it was really slippery, as I said. Car felt like it was all over the place, but it did make loads of smoke. So there you go. In the afternoon, I did two SLS hours. First lady, nice lady, but it was a complaint from a previous thing. She wanted an SL, went out in the SL, and that broke straight away. The engine sounded really rough, so that wasn't good. Swapped over, but then I gave her twice the amount of time in the SLS. Rather than sort of 15 minutes, gave a half an hour, so that made up for that. Second guy called Derek, he went out there, he really likes it as well. And it's been really, really nice sunshine all day, which has helped. After that, got back, and then Tiff and Jodie were in a bit of a panic because they'd had a phone call from Nev's wife. Unfortunately, we don't know too much about it at the moment, but he's been involved in a accident, like a petrol explosion, so he's got burns to his face and his hands. So hopefully, touch wood, he's going to be recovering okay from that, but we'll find out more tomorrow. Also, near the end of the day, we found out that Paul Kingston told me that Naomi, who's been in the Sudan, is not well either. She's had a emergency operation with some of her valves or something, and yeah, it's not good, so hopefully we'll find out more about that. But it seems that everything always comes all at once. We left just after 6 o'clock, made our way home, dropped Claire off, and it's been a busy day, but we've just been watching a bit of the remnants of Comic Relief. The picture today is Jodie busy in the office doing what she knows missed is the Artemis and planning the schedule. So that's it for today. Until next time, goodbye now.